Speaking with James Wilson this morning from Alchemy Resources. James, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, good, James. Good to be speaking. An update here from you on a gravity survey done at the Koroni Lithium Project. Just tell us a bit more about it.
Last year, we just finished RC drilling in late November, and we did a test area of gravity to determine the suitability of that method to our project adjacent to the recent RC drill program, where we actually discovered the spodumene and lepidolite intercepts in the pegmatites. Which we released sort of earlier this year. And basically, we're just trying to map those differences in density between the low density pegmatites and the higher density mafic rocks in our area, the basalts and the dolerites, which is very, very prevalent in our neck of the woods. And the zones of pegmatites that we're actually hitting in the drill program up to 27 meters downhole came from an area where there was no outcrop and there was no geochem signature. So we had to find a way to be able to map that. And there's various methods around, there's ground penetrating radar, there's gravity, and we're using sort of drone mag as well. And we chose detailed gravity to try and map it out.
And you say you're pleased with how well the survey went. So what are some of the results here?
Yeah, we're really, really, really happy with the results, actually. We did a 750 meter by 750 meter test area. 10 meter space station, so very, very detailed for gravity. And it showed that there is actually a significant number of interpretive pegmatite bodies or bodies with very low density and to the north. And but not only that, to the west and to the east of where we were actually drilling as well. So that it's quite exciting. It just shows that the biggest system developing to the north. It's extensive, it's under alluvial cover, maybe sort of 5 to 10 meters, we think. And the problem with that historical exploration is there's no geochem signature. The soils don't work because it comes up with zeros. It's all being washed away, and there's a lot of weathering there as well. So what we're looking for is about sort of 10 meters deep, and the survey does indeed show that we can actually map these pegmatite bodies as they travel under alluvial cover to the north.
So what's the plan from here, James?
Well, the boys are starting today. I've got two crews on gravity starting as of Monday, so that's great. We've designed a much larger gravity survey area. As I said, the previous area was about 750 by 750. This next area is going to be 5.5 kilometers by 1.6 kilometers. It will map the interpretive pegmatites all the way to the north of our northern boundary, all the way up to Pecan, where we have outcropping pegmatites as well. So it's just a function of joining the dots. But in addition to that, we've got it going west, east, and south as well. And just one thing it's really important to point out is this area is only one of, sort of a couple of dozen different targets we've got in the area. Roe Hills, which sits to the west of Global Lithium's Manna deposit, as well as areas down south that we identified in geochem, such as Red Oak and Alder. So, it's if we can prove that gravity works, and we think it can, then we will actually apply that to as an exploration tool to the rest of our exploration tenure as well. It's cheap, it's readily deployable. And you can get the results pretty fast. So yeah, we're pretty excited that it works in our area, and yeah, pushing along and trying to sort of figure this beast out.
Good to hear. James, good to see you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Andrew.